Om Devaji Sheshnag Yoga Center. What on earth is Kundalini? Sheshnag.com. This video is about my appreciation and understanding of why the sages used to live on the fringe of society. I think it's a double-edged sword myself, between the sensitivity to be able to appreciate the subtle realms, because all the yoga practices do is make you more sensitive, so you can override the input of the five physical senses to be able to perceive the subtle dimensions of yourself. But to be able to make yourself more sensitive, then it comes as a price. The price is that you're a bit overwhelmed with the normally or previously experienced sensorial experiences that are a bit dense and heavy by nature, the things that are perpetuating inharmonious actions. If you go into the city, if you listen to the news, there's a whole lot of over bombardment of the senses. Is it designed to get you distracted away from being able to realize that you are this spiritual being that's everywhere all at once? Does it actually inhibit you and your ability to be able to sensitively or subtly perceive the connection of you yourself to nature and life? There's a whole bombardment of the senses. There's a whole reprogramming of you that happens in the city where most of the people are working. Think it's normal to work 40 hours a week, if not more, to pay off a house that you'll never own, based in a world of capitalism and fascism. I don't know if the sages were a part of that system, because they survived a long time ago. The true ones lived on the edge of society, and the society knew and appreciated that there were certain beings that were into the spiritual side of life that would require support, because they were investigators into the psychological and the spiritual domains that allowed the people in the city to be able to understand more subtle experiences and subtle aspects of themselves. I believe the energy in the city is a bit inharmonious, it's a bit aggressive, it's a bit inhibitory is the word. Doesn't allow for you to fully experience yourself. Programs you into a certain psyche, constantly reinforces and repetition into your subconscious, makes you think or act in a certain way even though you don't even know you're acting in it. That's the beauty of it, being hypnotized on the most subtle level. I reckon the sages were onto it, and they avoided the cities because of this reason. They wanted to be pure in their subtle body. They wanted to be more refined. They wanted to be more aware. And to be able to be harmonious and be more perceptive, then they didn't allow themselves to be overridden on a psychological and emotional level by the trance state that we're put in by the bombardment through misinformation. There you go. That's a wrap. I'm David G, Sheshnag Yoga Center. What on earth is Kundalini? Be careful. It's a new paradigm, man. Paradigm's a weird word. But anyway, the knowledge is coming back. Share the world. Share the Gyana. Om Namah Shivaya, Hara Hara Mahadev. It's just an opinion. Feel free to have yours. Peace.